Welcome to Inspiration Radio, Growth Principles for Humanity and Progress. Join us when we share information, wisdom, and ideas how to create an extraordinary future for us all. The future is open. We together decide what will be in it. Welcome to another episode of Winning for Life. Today, I like to start with a story, something I guess you experienced in your life. Driving on the motorway, and suddenly there is a queue, big traffic jam, and it slows you down. Maybe you even need to stop, and then very slow it goes forward. And not just 10 minutes, maybe even an hour. And then finally, it's over and everything on the motorway is free again. And there is no construction. There was no accident. Everything was free. So why was the traffic jam? Why hundreds, thousands of cars were queuing up? Because here it was free on your way, but on the other side, there was an accident. So someone is driving on the motorway, seeing on the other side the accident, and slows down to look to the other side. Not to really help, because if you really would help or wanted to help, you would speed to the next exit, turn around, and drive there to help. No, people slow down to watch the drama on the other side. Why I'm sharing this story with you? Because this is the way how most people live. They have a free street. Everything is free in front of them, but they're slowing down to watch other people's drama. Be focused on something what they not really want. They're slowing down because something is on the outside, even on the other side, not really in their way. People who have a clear goal, they want to be somewhere on time and have a kind of time pressure to reach their goal, an urgency, they are not slowing down that much. But a lot of people, and I guess you experience it, are slowing down just because they focus on something what they don't want in their life. They're also blocking hundreds or thousands of other people to go fast to their goal. Where is this happening in your life? Where is this people around you, surrounded by you, living like that? Though we see free ahead of us, like especially in America, they say the problem is not in the way, it's on the way, but we decide to put something in the way, or even if there is nothing, think about a problem, what could be there. And winning for life is so different than winning in life. And when we say winning for life, I realize a lot of people just not thinking with it, they hear winning in life, but not the difference between in and for. If we just look at the individual level, winning in life, that means you get a trophy. It's so-called short-term success. It is comparing with others. Yeah, it's a focus on achieving a specific goal or milestone within a particular time frame. We want immediate gratification, like the marshmallow experiment with the kids. Can you wait 20 minutes staring at one marshmallow? And if you're not eating it in a 20 minutes, you get a second one. And that's why a lot of people are not self-employed, because to really get your business going, and maybe it takes 2 years. But if you have an emotionality of an employed person, you expect in 4 weeks I need to get a salary. And we, those who are focused on winning in life, they need external recognition. What other people say, what is my title, how much money I make, and everything to compare. Like in America, I have an experience, you go in a party, a barbecue, and they ask you, what's your net worth? What has it to do with me as a human? Like we often say, human being, not human doing, but for sure not human having. It's about the being. And winning in life is often focused on an isolated event. And you want just in this area to win. So a lot of people, we know it, have maybe in their career successful, but health or family and relationships are suffering. So it's not about a long-term happiness or fulfillment. And that's a big, big, big difference for winning for life. Let's stay on the individual level. Winning for life is really long-term fulfillment. Yeah, it's a building something what's lasting and meaningful. It's building a lasting and meaningful life that brings sustained joy and satisfaction. It is so much more a holistic approach about all areas of life, not just the career. No, it's about the personal growth, the relationship, the health, and financial stability. And it's about the internal contentment. It's focusing on inner peace. It's more how you feel. And you're not depending on outside events, recognition. Because true happiness can't be depend on what other people say or how your bank account is, because then the outside decides if you're happy or not. So it's about what makes your soul happy. And it's about growing. If you stop growing, and there's a universal law, it goes up or down, you can't stay for a long time at the same level. It's the same like you lay 2 weeks in bed. What will happen to your muscle if you after 2 weeks go out of bed? You didn't do anything, so they should normally, if people think, it should be like that is and not change, the muscle should be the same. No. What you're not using in your body, whatever it is, it can be receptors in the cell for happiness hormone, it can be the muscles, it can be your brain, everything goes weaker or goes away if you're not using it. You experience this maybe when you were once sick and not using the muscles. I was very successful financially, didn't work for 8 years, traveled around the world. I called the period beach testing. And then I was sitting in my penthouse in Gibraltar and what to do. And I really felt, and I'm slowing down, felt more and more like an old person. And it's 12 years ago. And then I decided to go back to life and develop again. And I believe it took me 1.5 years to get my brain really working again like it was used to work when I was younger. That's why we all talk about the different ages. The chronological age doesn't count so much. The biological age and the mental age is so much more important. But therefore, we need to use our muscles, our brain, and feel content with ourself, happy just being oneself. That's what for thousands of years they know, say, know yourself. It's most important to understand who is your true self. What is your true self? Live that. Because if you don't know, you can't live from the inside out. You're not in spirit. You're not connected with your soul and what is the reason why you are here. So it's about consistent growth. And this means ongoing efforts to improve oneself and adapt to life's changes over time. So the most happiest people are those who can handle easier or even embrace uncertainty. Because life is changing. And especially now we live in a time where radically changes are happening. And it's not just the artificial intelligence topics, the business topics, global connection warming or whatever, or what happens in the universe. What kind of frequency is changing? Is this the sun erupting something and influencing or what? Whatever it is, everything is changing. But we went an illusion because of, especially in the Western world and here in Europe, we had a peace for around 70 years. And we had this industrial age where for the first time in history, people could get a job from 9 to 5 and knowing I can work here 10 days. I can work maybe 40 years and then even get a pension from the state or even some pension from the government. Not the government, sorry, the company I'm working for. So, and we all easily go in a trap believing that and say, I hope it stays like that. But it never will. And we experience, and maybe it takes something 70 years, like the long-term cycle, the Kondratiev cycle, is around, everything is changing in 70 years, 50 to 70 years. But winning for life is not just for the individual, like we said, the top 5 regrets of the dying are not what they did, it's so much more what they regret is what they didn't do, what they didn't try. But winning for life, when you say the holistic approach, is also, are we doing something, achieving something, what is good for life in general? What is good for the people around me? What is good for my family? What is good for the community I'm living in? What is good for my country? What is good for the continent? What is good for the whole planet? What is good for humanity? Or even what is good for the universe? So winning for life goes beyond, far beyond, than winning in life. So does it mean you're not allowed to win in life? Yeah, sure. We just had the Olympics in Paris and people were training for a gold medal. That's totally okay. And it's good because you focus on things, you're developing them, you learn to go through pain. And I want to say it again because there's a myth out there, you should love what you do. And I think it's quite stupid. I was in a trap. You should love the results you want to have. Because if you want to win a gold medal, you just can't do what you love. Every winner tells you, oh, there were days I didn't like to train. Oh, I didn't like to have the blisters. I didn't like to have the muscle pain go to the edges. Oh, there was a day I didn't want to go and compete. But if you want to win the gold medal, you need to go through and you need to love your vision, the wished outcome, the result you're focusing on. And then you can do what it says, whatever it takes to do it, if you focus on the result. So winning in life is okay and this is partly needed. But it's just, as we said, is focus on a specific goal and is a kind of limitation and is maybe a period. Because those all who go for the gold medal or whatever sports, if it's soccer, yeah, you play it maybe to 30, 35, or some goalkeepers maybe till 40. But then comes a different period in life. You can choose something different where you win in life. But everything should be for you, for life. And we all as a society should start understanding it's not about an individual success. It's about humanity, how we all together can survive on the planet. So winning in and winning for life is a huge difference for the individual. But if it comes to the we planet, then winning for life is really doing something, creating something, achieving something, what is good for all. Like I love the idea of win-win. Win-win is only possible if all are winning. Otherwise, it's win-losing. And winning in life is always win-lose. Only one gets a gold medal. Only one is number one in sports. And it's okay to figure out who can do better and where we stand. But ideally, and that's the idea of the Olympic Games, is it is a competition who is the best, but not that you want to lose, that others are losing. Not that you high nose and looking down to others. Yeah, it's just a competition and it's so much more important to be a part of it. It's so much more about the community. And that was interesting in Paris, including the whole town. Some people say, oh, I didn't like how they opened up the games, these evening sessions with everything. But it was really interesting. And for the first time, I'm not so much watching those sports experience, but I ask other people also, and they said, yes, for the first time I hear that the gold medal winners are really more saying thank you to the team. I maybe was one on the field, but without the team, I never would have made it. Even in a sport, which is not a team sport, just running or something like this, where you as an individual compete, you never win a gold medal without a team. It's always a we effort. It's just what is our frequency, our ego saying, oh, it's me who won the gold medal. It's so much more about winning for life and teamwork. And I hope we go more in the so-called we world. Just less. Have a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
With a wee thought, with the big wee culture, that we are all on planet Earth, one big humanity family. This we can see, I love to spent the winter in South Africa because it's their summer when it's here in Europe winter. And I got so much more understanding about what they call the Ubuntu philosophy. And in 2017, I was in Kenya at the Maasai's, and it was really interesting in their language. They don't have the word I. And if you have kids and you were very conscious when they were growing up, you know, every kid needs to learn that there is the I. When they look in the mirror and when they're very young, the kids, they can't say I and they can't see the I. They see there's another person or whatever. We come on planet Earth so much more as we, and they maybe even say, if you give them a word, they say, Wolfgang says it's John, says it's John. We really train them, you need to understand you are separate and you are the I. And like I said, there are cultures, they don't even have in the language the word I. Maasai's have a we culture. And the Ubuntu philosophy is very interesting. They think in we. It is a we culture. And to really explain it, what it is the example. There was an US professor, and he went in Africa, and there were young kids, and he had sweets. He had a bag with sweets, and he placed the bag with sweets 100 meters away, and then he lined up the kids and says, so, you see the bag with the sweets, and when I give the signal, you all run, and who is the fastest and gets there first can have the bag with the sweets. So he gave the signal and nobody was running. He thought he didn't explain it right, so he explained it again and again, nobody was running. And then he asked, what is it? Why are you not running? And then One of the kids said, "What is the fun if only one gets it? They don't have the concept. They share. They simply share." My friend Steve shared a story, we just recently talked here also about Winning for Life and Billionaire Spirit and so on. And he was for 20 years working around the globe in high-level six-star hotels, setting up the spa. And so he did also, I guess it was Thailand, and it doesn't matter really which country it was. But when the employees had lunch, they had a room, kind of social room or place where they get the food. He saw at the table that one just used a fork, took from the plate of another something and ate it. And he thought, coming from the Western world, oh, that is rude. You don't go with a fork on another plate and just take something. So he asked, "What do you feel if someone just take it? Isn't it rude?" And with big eyes, they looked at Steve and said, "What? No, we always share. It's normal that we share." So they don't have the concept someone is stealing from the plate. No, we share. And it's normal. You can take something from me and I give something from, or get something from yours. It's such a different we culture. And like in a good family, we grow up and share. It's about all. But I didn't grow up. I grew up in the Western world, especially after the war. And okay, we were poor. And then once in a while we had meat and daddy got the meat, not the kids. Why? Because daddy needs to work or whatever. Whatever reason, but we were trained, we're different. Only one get it. And that's how we created a society. A lot of poor people and some get the money. I don't like in this context socialism where everybody is equal. No. And not equal. But if you just focus on your personal body, and I can share how I did it. I thought my brain is important, my goals are important, I focused on the outside, on facades, what other people think about me and everything. I was so busy with that and ignored my body, the body cells. And it took me decades. And now I'm focusing so much more also on a we idea. My whole body are cells, individual cells, organs, microbiome, bacteria and everything. If I have just the I thinking, I ruin my body. The moment I start about we and focus, how can I support my liver? What is the best for my kidney? What is good for my feet? The blood flow, circulation and everything. If I say, oh, I focus on the we, my whole system gets more healthy. The whole system is healthy, and guess what? The I even can accomplish more because I'm not ruining and draining out my body. And if you look at companies, if there is a board or a CEO and misusing the people, squeezing them, and they get burnout and hire fire, you never have a healthy company. Where a vision is and everybody is aligned with their purpose to the purpose of the company, you don't have mobbing and all those distractions because the full energy goes in for the purpose of the company. So the more I take care of my organs, everything is more aligned for the purpose why I'm here and what I want to contribute to the world. Do you have the feeling in the Western world that governments are really interested in the well-being of everybody? 5 million kids are living in a poor standard, they're really poor, not good education. And we said, yeah, like American, you can make it or not, and leave them behind. Like in America's so-called dreamland, richland, 75 million, 80 million people need food stamps to survive. If we need charity and feed hungry, poor people, then the system is wrong. I want to be rich. When we talk about billionaire spirit here, it's not about me, 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 me. I want to become a millionaire that don't care if the others are poor. No, when we talk about billionaire spirit, and you can listen to the session I did with Steve Harvey a few weeks ago, it is about being capable of thinking in billion, thinking and solving a problem, what is a billion-dollar problem? Millions of people are starving. How we have a billions of debts in all the Western countries? How we solve that? You need to have a billionaire mind to solve billion problems. So the real billionaire spirit is a we thinking. It's about we, the we culture. Win-win. How can we get society up? Everybody up. Like I love the example of Singapore. They just have a law. No kid is allowed to be under this level of what we declare. It comes to poor level. Nobody is allowed to be there. In Germany, we acknowledge we have 5 million kids at the level of being poor or at the edge of being poor. But we don't have the government goal, decision, law, that we do everything what we can and organize a system that nobody stays on the poor level. Interview I did with Muhammad Yunus in Two Against Poverty, you find it on YouTube, and saying the charity idea is not good. Because it always says some are better off and need to feed the poor. And we get applause feeding the poor. And that's stupid. We need to eliminate the poor that we don't need to feed the poor. But that needs the different thinking of not helping in need, helping out of need. And getting out of need is really the understanding we are all one. We want to have them all on the same level of dignity, respect. The we culture. Let's have another break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, Every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Coming back to the Ubuntu philosophy, I want to share some points. What does it really, really mean? Okay, Ubuntu is a traditional African concept. But does it mean it belongs to Africa? No. You know where we all come from? We all come from Africa. The saying is in South Africa, there the human started. Oh, it doesn't matter where in Africa, but we all know the Homo sapiens and everything, the first one, everything started in Africa. So maybe we could learn something from that, what these African concept means. So Ubuntu philosophy, the African concept, emphasizes humanness, compassion, and interconnectedness. Here are some values which defines Ubuntu, the we culture. Interconnectedness is about that we all connected, interconnected. We are not separate. All our actions are deeply linked and connected with our community. I once did a seminar, 100 people, and I did it with Sammy Molcho. Sammy Molcho was once a world famous pantomime, and he became a professor in Vienna for body language. So he's very experienced in everything. And we did a seminar with 100 people, and he asked me to organize ropes, 1.5 meter ropes, 100 ropes. So everybody got a rope, and the task was, so put it around your belly, fix it, so maybe a meter is gone, and then 50 centimeters or a half meter was hanging down. And then he said, okay, take now this free end and tie it to one of the other people. As you have only one, you could only tie to one. But this person could tie to another person. So in the end, everybody was somehow tied to someone. So somehow we were all connected. And then he asked someone in one corner, now start moving. And because the rope was so short, so if it's a half meter rope and you walk a meter, you only can do it if you pull the other person. But what happened then? This person pulled another person. And in the end, we all got aware if one is moving, it forces somehow everybody to move. We don't often see how we are energetically connected. But you see it in a family, and there's a saying, if mommy is happy, everybody is happy. If one person is in a bad mood, bad vibration, you easily get it that everybody is, because we're interconnected. So we can't be really separate. We are not separate. Maybe we are not aware of it, but we are. And that is what it says. All our actions and well-being are deeply linked with those of our community. Humanness. The term is often translated as I am because we are. humanity towards others. Because, which is another thing, you are the five people you mostly surround yourself with or listen to. So it's just a frequency what is around you. This we frequency defines who you are. You see the frequency of different families, if it's poor, if it's rich, wise, is it happy, is it different cultures. The baby born is in brain, everything is like a blank paper. But born in this family, you see how it adjusts to this family. And so I am because we are. I am because my family is like that. I am a German growing up in the Christian world, even if I didn't really be, I would say, a strong churchgoer or whatever, not really diving into it. But it's totally different than growing up then in Afghanistan or where, or in Jerusalem. If you grow up in a strong religious Jewish family, it's totally different. You see a different world. So it's really to understand how we create the culture in the country or in a family is how I am in the end on the 3D level. Number three is compassion and empathy. Is encouraging, showing compassion and empathy towards each other, understanding their experience and sharing in their joys and hardships. Like we said, shared joys is double or shared pain is half. So we need someone else for that. And it's not about having the same pain, feeling the same pain, but it's about the understanding. Understanding the other first, if you do any communication, if you do sales, you're the best salesperson if you understand the other person, understand their problems, understand their values, and then talk with a solution for their problem or talk their values. We all have the feeling nobody sees me, the real me. So we think with building facades, we survive. What is just a survival strategy? But even big superstars, and you hear it all, and I experience this having it all, going in a depression, because people who so-called admired me, wanted to be with me, they didn't want to be with the true Wolfgang. They want to be with what they saw, the facade. So community and collectiveness is another point. So philosophy places great importance on community, collective responsibility, and mutual support. It recognizes that one's success and well-being are tied to the community's success. It's like with the rope. But interesting is also, maybe you heard about the microcredit Mohamed Yunus invented, or created the idea, helping people. The poor women and was depending and misused for sheep work and creating a basket. But someone used her, gave her little money. So if she would be self-employed and creating all herself, she could earn more money. But she didn't have the money to buy the material. So Yunus gave her $25 to buy the material. And it didn't work. She couldn't handle the money. Then he gave culture also the husband the money, can you support her? And it didn't work either. What worked? When five ladies came together and he created a group, gave everybody the loan, but everybody was responsible. The team was responsible for paying back the individual. And it's like in soccer. If you have 11 people on the field, you can't say, oh, I'm not responsible for this or that. The team is responsible for winning. And so Ubuntu promotes harmony, peaceful coexistence, and not just the win-lose game. And it's really open talking about emotion and conflicts and solve it together for a win-win. But therefore, comes another point, is respect and dignity. Are we really sharing this? And Yunus went to beggars and says, I don't want that you knock at doors and ask for bread, whatever. That is not supporting your dignity. You knock on strangers' doors anyway, so I give you some toys you can sell. Really be responsible for your life. Make the living and not undermine your self-worth, self-esteem, but I need help. That's why charity is not really good, because it gives people support and feeling as a victim. And therefore, that we all can live together and have a win-win is sharing resources. It's not, it's my pattern and this, it's sharing knowledge. And support within the community is key. That's for promoting collective growth and well-being. So a lot, the old economy is we need to keep up the problem. The sickness industry needs sick people. And they're afraid if everybody is healthy, we're losing it. No, we need to help out of the problem. We want to solve that problem, and we are not afraid because there comes the next problem. And we go and solve together the next problem. We don't need to manifest the problem, what old economy or governments are doing. So winning for life is being ready to give up what we're doing now, because for winning in life, we might keep it, but winning for life, we solve the problem and look on what level we can go today. So I wish you the free life to always increase personal growth and love to go to the next level. Be inspired.
Thank you for being part of our journey towards a better planet we. For more information about Winspiration and ways to connect, visit us on the UK Health Radio platform under the presenter section of Wolfgang Sonnenburg, and explore Wolfgang's YouTube channel. Be Winspired.